The Colorado Department of Education has a new leader. Katie Anthes was already serving as interim commissioner before taking over full-time in December. She previously worked as the Department of Education's chief of staff. KUNC's education reporter Anne Maria Wadd spoke to Anthes about what lies ahead and how a new Trump administration may impact education policy.
All in all, it does look like 2017 is going to be a very busy year for you.
Absolutely. I don't know of a year that's not busy, though, but yes, it's going to be very busy.
You have the start of a legislative session, but you also have the start of a new presidency, which will probably usher in some changes to federal education policy. I'm wondering, what is the state of education in Colorado right now?
I think the state of education in Colorado is continuously improving and looking forward to new and innovative ways of providing high quality education to all of our students. I think that we have some big things that we need to tackle as a state in terms of the development of our federal ESSA plan, as well as any new legislative policies that come down the pike from our legislators.
I'm glad that you mentioned ESSA, the Every Student Succeeds Act. This is the federal law that was passed to replace No Child Left Behind. And for much of last year, when you were serving as interim commissioner, CDE has been working on trying to figure out how to implement ESSA at the state level. But President-elect Donald Trump has not really given any indication that he'll stand by that law or back away from it. What does this mean for you and the department in the coming year?
You know, at this point, we have not had any new indication or any additional information from the new administration. So we look forward to working with them when we do get any more information on that. But right now, we are continuing our path forward that we've been working on for the past year of, you know, writing a high-quality plan for Colorado with a lot of stakeholder engagement.
ESSA aimed to improve upon the strengths of No Child Left Behind and sort of do away with the parts that many districts found to be too restrictive. So gone are those federal standards for school student performance. They are now replaced with some state-driven standards. Gone is the one-size-fits-all approach for struggling schools, and now it's replaced with state-defined standards and interventions. So in working to implement this law, have you found that it offers more freedom for Colorado than No Child Left Behind did?
Definitely the ESSA law does provide states more flexibility than the previous No Child Left Behind law. However, Colorado had already received a approved waiver from No Child Left Behind. So many of the new flexibilities that ESSA provides, Colorado has already been implementing our own system. And so we didn't have to do, because we had an adequate plan for our state, we didn't have to do many of those provisions that I think sometimes were discussed, like adequate yearly progress and some of those more specific elements. We already have a waiver from that. So we continue to use our state law and our state plan as the backbone for how we're going to move forward with ESSA.
Your department is also preparing for some possible changes to standardized testing. So last month, the state board asked CDE to find tests that take students less time to take and with results that are returned sooner. So currently, the state has a testing contract with PARC, the maker of the Common Core-based tests, but that contract does expire at the end of the school year. Do these new requirements mean that the state plans to move away from Common Core-based testing?
I don't think that it necessarily means that. I think that the board motion was to put in some specifications around what the department would have to include in our forthcoming assessment RFP.
So can you say firmly one way or another if the state plans to hang on to tests that are based on the Common Core standards or closely aligned to them, or it's not clear yet?
Well, we have the Colorado academic standards. So we have standards in 10 content areas, two of which are closely aligned to the Common Core. So we base everything in Colorado on those Colorado academic standards. So I can say that our RFP for an assessment system will include, they must be aligned to the Colorado academic standards.
That was Katie Anthes, the recently appointed commissioner of the Colorado Department of Education. For KUNC, I'm Anne Marie Awad.